Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This week, we bring you the first part of my second interview on Resolution Radio with host Sonny Thomas. In the show, we talk about the things that racially conscious families should be aware of, thinking about, and planning for. In order to fit the interview, which ran well over the 90 minutes we allotted for it, into a reasonable amount of ADV programs, it has been edited for broadcast. Listen.
All right, welcome back to the Resolution Radio Network at ResolutionRDO.com. You are listening to the St. Thomas Show, and I'm your host, Sonny Thomas. My next guest is obviously no stranger to this program nor to this network. Kevin Alfred Strong actually has a really great program, American Dissident Voices. You can also go to their website at nationalvanguard.org and check out a lot of the great articles and commentaries, as well as the program there as well. And also want to mention that KJ, Kevin James, has started a new website called rightwingmedia.net. And you see a lot of good links and stuff there. The third program listed is American Dissident Voices. Again, Kevin Alfred Strong obviously has a very good track record with this program. This program is very listenable, is very, very knowledgeable, and has a really great cadence. So when you actually tune in and listen to it, you don't realize that 25, 30 minutes has gone by and you've just absolutely been completely awash with information. So, I mean, it does make you a little bit smarter than you were before you listened to the program. Kevin, welcome back to the St. Thomas Show.
Thank you very much, Sonny. I appreciate you inviting me. It's been a while, and thank you for all the good words.
Yeah, we really enjoy your program, and we also have been getting some interesting feedback, too, because a lot of people are not only enjoying what they're hearing, but we're starting to see you pop up a little bit, again, on websites such as rightwingmedia.net. And I have to say, I probably have the tip of the hat for that because of the fact that we featured on Resolution Radio Network. When we really start looking at some of the things that's going on out there, we start follow the money, as they say. We start seeing the interchanging of money in fewer and fewer hands as you go up the pyramids, or the pinnacles of some of these organizations. And then the next thing you know, you start seeing is like the same five or six families. So, I mean, it's starting to become pretty obvious. But yet, just the fact that you even mentioned that obvious fact, and I say fact in uppercase letters, obviously you must be a hater or something else, yet we haven't even mentioned what possible ethnicity, this common ethnicity that these groups have. But when you start going, oh, wait a minute, isn't it kind of funny these guys are all from the same tribe? But yeah, when you bring that up, obviously you must be a hater. So are you a hater, Kevin, just because the fact that you know the facts?
Well, I mean, I guess I hate evil and I hate exploitation and I hate cruelty, but I really don't hate any of my fellow Earth creatures. I do think that we need to reorder the way society and the world is organized, though, or we simply won't survive. And I don't think it's a hateful thing to say that.
Not at all. But again, when you start doing some basic research and you start coming across the same thing. When I interviewed Anders Johansson, the main host from Nordic Frontier, I asked him, when did he get his political awakening? And he said that probably the first thing that started to wake up his awakening was he was reading about the Federal Reserve. And when you start following that rabbit trail, wow, is it cavernous? And does it go for miles?
Well, a lot of people have awakened to the way the world really works and who really is exploiting us and who is really running the quote-unquote establishment. And there are a lot of different ways to find out the truth because it's literally everywhere. Sure, studying the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking, once you find out that it's one particular ethnic group that dominates the world of banking, that's one way to figure out how the world is structured. When you look at the anti-white media and the globalist oligarchs who are trying to herd us all into a a slave system where our people is essentially going to be wiped out. That, and you find out who's doing that and who's behind it. I mean, George Soros is just the first step in that awakening. There are many, many different paths to a truth that is really omnipresent. It's everywhere around us. The Jewish establishment is dominant in the Western world. There may be some signs of rebellion in the racially conscious people who have awakened in this country and in even some of the non-Jewish elites in Eastern Europe. There may be a certain amount of awareness of what's going on. Since I spoke to you last, Viktor Orban had a really riveting speech with something like 500,000 to 1 million people listening to his speech right there in his presence, in which he called out the internationalists, and he didn't use the word Jewish, but you couldn't avoid that implication from some of the things he said. So like I say, there are many different ways of approaching the truth, and but it's unquestionable. The Jewish elites even brag about it sometimes when, I don't know, when they're feeling a bit overconfident, which I think they often are. And so it's really a, it's a secret that's only secret from the people who are still asleep. In fact, even the people who run this country know that the Jewish elite is extremely powerful and they have to please them. For example, every senator and every congressman is totally aware of that. Every talking head in the media is totally aware of the truth of what I'm saying. Now, he won't say it. The politician nor the talking head in the media won't say it, won't admit it, because his job depends on obscuring that fact. But he knows it better than anybody. So a lot of people have come the way you came, and that's through a realization that fractional reserve banking is essentially giving a small group the power to create money out of nothing. Now, good Lord, anybody can see how that will give you a tremendous power. And if you're allowed to do that, and all money in existence is essentially a debt that's owed to you, you're able to scrape part of the production of every single person in this country and in the whole Western world into your bank account, into your wealth. And that accumulates year after year after year after year, and the people get poorer and poorer, and many of them don't understand why. And this banking elite gets richer and richer. And eventually, history shows us that enough people do awaken and they throw the bastards out and restructure society. And so, that's the reality we live in. I think it's a dangerous reality, and we have to organize and we have to do something to change it.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of people are starting to understand where some of that's going right now. And again, everybody has their different level where they start to awake. But when they even a lot of people that don't understand a lot about finances. I mean, a lot of us know that if you don't work, you starve. I mean, that's one of the problems with a capitalist society is the fact that any type of manual labor is expensive. Once you find something to make it easier or automate it, people are no longer necessary. It doesn't matter what color, creed, or class you are. If I can find a machine to replace a person on a job, and overall it's a better investment, you bet your ass I'm going to start automating. When people start to understand how money works, they start to realize that something just doesn't add up. And then when you start looking at history and look at places like the Weimar Republic and other places where money is completely devalued. I mean, hell, even Venezuela right now, you talked about recently. What was it? Somebody was saying that it's gone up by 1,000% or something. I mean, it's absolutely insane what their inflation rate is right now.
Well, I haven't really studied what's going on in Venezuela in any depth. I always suspect that the United States government and the Jewish elite and the bankers may be purposely doing something to that country to bring them back into the fold, and they may have that country may have revolted to some extent. But I don't really want to speak on it because, again, I haven't studied it in detail, and so probably my remarks would not be particularly intelligent. But the issue you bring up of what you do based on maximizing profit is an interesting one, because in a capitalist society, the assumption is that everyone acts to maximize the amount of money he receives or maximize the amount of profit that a company receives, and that through such free and unregulated actions of profit maximization, everybody is rewarded and everybody progresses forward and everybody is more prosperous, makes more money. But I think that's sort of like the opposite side of the coin, but yet the same coin as the communist ideology, which of course doesn't believe in free choices, economic choices, but it does believe in maximizing the, at least in theory, in maximizing the output of an economic system to benefit the quote-unquote workers or benefit the socialist state or whatever the current ideological line is through a planned economy. But nevertheless, both the capitalists and the Marxists are talking about how much can we grow and how much can we sell what we grow for and how much of what we grow is going to be made into soup and how much soup does everybody get for their money. And it's all economic. It's all money-based. It's all materialist-based. And I would say that the philosophy of cosmotheism and the National Alliance is a philosophy that says there are higher values than money. I mean, just the very basic idea that the survival of our kind, the survival of the race, is a higher value than money. We shouldn't trade that away for money because then we're dead. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you're extinct or you're dead. Because nothing, as David Sims says, nothing is of any value to the dead. And there are other values too. The value of spiritual progress, of increasing consciousness, of understanding the structure of the universe and why we're here. That in itself is a spiritual value that can't be reduced to money. And so if you're constantly maximizing the amount of money you take in and doing whatever it takes to maximize that amount of money, you're ignoring other values. And I think society needs to have other values. I think that we need to reorder our society so that our survival is our highest value and our upward progress, now that we have the scientific knowledge to direct our own evolution, that making ourselves better than we are, more intelligent, of better character, and of greater spiritual understanding, all of these things are far more important than how many potatoes and turnips we eat, far more important than how many credits we have in our usurious bank accounts. There's just no comparison. So that's the way I view it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Everybody thinks that Star Trek is a pretty good model of how it should be in the future. Of course, we know that the Rand Corporation was actually behind a lot of the basic themes that Roddenberry was actually had put into the script. I'm a big fan of a classical education. I wish I was a recipient of it as a child because I think I definitely benefited from it. But I'm a big supporter of homeschooling, if not a primary, definitely a secondary form of education. It helps fill in the blanks where the schools obviously either leave out on purpose or they just don't cover it adequately.
Well, the public school system as it exists today is not only failing in its mission to educate our children properly, but it's turned into a brainwashing factory. The left and the Jewish power structure has essentially controlled it for decades now. And their power is entrenched, and I don't see anybody challenging that power. So if you let your children go to public schools, they are going to be taught to hate their race, hate their ancestors, hate their culture, and that is a formula for severe psychological trauma these are damaged kids. And unless you want your kids to be damaged, if you want your kids to be, if they survive the experience and remain sane, they'll be recruited into those who are destroying our civilization, into the army of people who are destroying our civilization. And I don't think decent parents want that. But they need to know that their most deadly enemies are running these institutions. And by any means that you can possibly do it, homeschool your kids. There are many good homeschool curricula, and one of them was mentioned on a recent ADV broadcast. It's very good, and there are others too. Some of them are very inexpensive. Yes, it's a big time commitment. It's a huge commitment. But your children are worth it. You need to get them out of those brainwashing institutions, and you can give them a classical education. Maybe you'll need to educate yourself a little bit in the process. But you know what? All of those books are available. The internet is a wonderful thing. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of excellent textbooks and books written before the age of political correctness are available on the internet. Download them. If necessary, print them out, or just get a PDF reader, a handheld PDF reader, and they're just as easy to read as a paper book. And paper books are available too. Haunt your local thrift store and look in the book section. Go there at least once a week and find the books that your children will love, with the stories they'll love, for every age level. And you can still find books that were written before the age of political correctness, before all the lies set in. And you can give your children a solid foundation. That's really important.
And again, like you're saying, even if you aren't well-read yourself and you're trying to get your child to get into this, I recommend an excellent book called The Well-Trained Mind by Susan Lyons Bauer. It has a very comprehensive list, I think in chapter 8 off the top of my head, but it has a list of how every major piece of literature, in order of appearance as well as time waste. And so, I mean, there's a constant drumbeat that America is bad, that the founding population of this country is bad. They must be ridiculed, they must be put down, they must be put in their place, which is 6 feet under. And I think the more and more people allow this to happen, it may happen, because of the fact that there's no one going to be around to stop it, or we're going to be such a minority, such as what's happening in South Africa, we're just going to be totally irrelevant.
Well, I'm determined we're not going to be irrelevant. We're going to be, if we're going to be a minority, we're going to be an intelligent minority that survives. I think in that regard, it's also important, in addition to seeking out old books that are not politically correct, I think it's perhaps even more important to support the people who are writing and publishing works of importance for our people and for our people's future today. For example, if people weren't buying the books that the National Alliance is selling, there wouldn't be any American Dissident Voices radio program. There wouldn't be any National Vanguard online magazine. None of that would be happening, and I think we'd be the poorer for it. I think Which Way, Western Man, which is a book by William Gailey Simpson, is one of the most important books of the last 100 years. I think everybody should get a copy. I think that the other books we sell, including Dr. Pierce's fictional novel, Hunter, and the Turner Diaries, are works that ought to be read by every thinking American. And so I would encourage people to go to the Buy Books link on nationalvanguard.org. I thank you very much, by the way, for telling people about nationalvanguard.org. But if in fact, you're probably helping us get the ever-increasing number of readers we have. We have nearly 250,000 people have viewed the site this month alone, this month so far. It's not even the end of the month yet. But not enough of them are buying books. We need more of them to buy books and help us and support us. Otherwise, we won't survive. I'll tell you one of the things we're doing with the money. We've just broken ground in Tennessee, in the mountains of Tennessee. on some new property that we purchased, which will house the Dr. William Luther Pierce Memorial Library. And this is the library that was accumulated, thousands of volumes, over many years by Dr. Pierce for his own use in research, and also to preserve some of the volumes that may, in some cases, exist hardly anywhere else or nowhere else. And our chairman of the Alliance, Will Williams, has added to that library. He's gotten the complete contents of several other libraries that have been collected by patriots over the years, and has added them to the William Pierce Library. And we are building a purpose-built facility to house those volumes as really the premier research library for writers among our people and working for our cause. So that's one of the things you'd be supporting when you get your copy of Which Way Western Man or Hunter or the Turner Diaries through our bookstore. And by the way, we have now been deplatformed by the enemies of life for the eighth time in approximately 1 year. So they've taken away our ability to buy and sell on the internet, to accept credit card payments on the internet, which these days is the way most people want to pay for things. So again and again and again, people go to our site and they click order, and their card doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? We've been deplatformed. We'd had our right to buy and sell on the internet taken away from us because of our views. So what people have to do when that happens, I don't think they should give up. I don't think they should be lazy. I think they should, you know, double their order, honestly, and then just send it the old-fashioned way, snail mail, to our mailing address, which is on the site, their order will be sent out right away. So, you know, I think that's important, too. And it's not just us. There are other people, too, who are like you say, with Dennis Wise, with that excellent film he created, The Greatest Story Never Told. There are lots of people who are producing new work, important work, and preserving older work in new editions. And those people need to be supported. They're really the very beginnings of a new community and the very beginnings of a new nation, really. And those who are doing good work need to be supported, because we need people who work all day long, every day, and 7 days a week, or at least 5 days a week, doing nothing else to reach out to our people and make every single person of European descent aware of our plight, aware of our great heritage, and aware of the threats to that heritage, and helping them to understand that is the first step in doing something about it. So all these people need support. You need support. We need support. Let's be a community. That's what I say.
Be with us again next week when we'll continue this wide-ranging interview right here on American Dissident Voices. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 4, Mountain City, Tennessee, 37683, USA. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's NATAL. ALL.com/donate. Once again, our postal address is Box 4, Mountain City, Tennessee, 37683, USA. You can abbreviate Tennessee, TN. Until next time, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies.